All right, I am here. This is Stormcast episode 2. I'm at the Lake Elsinore Storm game. It is a beautiful, beautiful day here in Lake Elsinore. A crisp 91 degrees, which I know on the offset that sounds awful, but it's not. It's not at all. It's actually a nice temperature. There's a good breeze flowing through the mountain. So if this sounds really bad, like really windy, that's because it is kind of windy. But anyway, this is Dallas, KeptFaith.com. Check us out at The Kept Faith on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also become a patron of The Kept Faith by going to patreon.com/TheKeptFaith, throwing in a dollar here, $5 here. Whatever you can spare is awesome. It keeps everything running, keeps the Stormcast things going and the other fun things we do. So, and fun, I know, is a subjective word. So if you don't agree with it, that's fine too. Really, your Patreon money just gives me the ability to buy a Lake Elsinore Storm hat, something I haven't been able to do yet. But who knows who we're going to run into. I'm going to come to, this is Friday night. They're playing the Modesto Nuts. There is no better thing in the world than minor league baseball team names. The Modesto Nuts, that's just perfection. It's perfection. Hopefully we're going to talk to some players this weekend, but I'll be here tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to run into some other people in the Padres community up here hanging out watching some guys. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully I won't run into Trevor Hoffman and pee my pants again, because I literally peed my pants. All right, we'll see you in a few. Hey, it's Dallas back with you. I'm in the Lake Elsinore Storm press box, and I wasn't able to talk to any players tonight. I don't know if I'm banned from the clubhouse. But we'll find out tomorrow. Tomorrow they made promises. Dominic, I'm gonna call him out. Dominic made some promises. I don't know if you ever want to trust a guy named Dominic, but we're gonna find out. But when I was walking down there, I ran into Kevin from Mad Friars. Hi, Kevin.
Good evening.
Like a gentleman. Yeah. And I ran into Dave and Jeff Light.
I'm more like Dave Brown. Well, Jeff Brown.
Yeah. I think I turned into Raisin Bats for you.
I appreciate the light part, though.
Yeah,
well, you guys deserve it. And Eric and Danny from 5.5 are here. I don't know how the hell you guys got in, but you have. Okay, good.
We just snuck in with Kevin.
Yeah.
So he just kind of led the way.
Kevin snuck them in. And they're really, we're all here for the Baskin-Robbins. But yeah, are you guys excited to be up here? I'm going to move my phone around, so we'll go. Eric's closest to me. So Eric, are you excited to be up here? Is this the first time you've been up here?
So this is the second time that we've been up here. We came up the second game of the year to watch Morahone pitch, and that was exciting. Kind of the first time being up in the press box and the whole experience of that. From Danny and I's perspective, I said on our podcast, we felt like trespassers,
yeah.
You know? And then coming in now was the first day where we went in for interviews. We didn't interview. We were more of Kevin's entourage. I recorded it for video. Danny recorded for audio. But it's cool to see these guys and hear kind of their approach. Paddock in particular was very impressive, which just, you know, how he prepares his approach towards each batter and what he's looking to do is really cool from the X's and O's standpoint. So that was pretty cool to say.
Well, you know, Eric, it's not about X and O's. It's about jeans and Joes or whatever that phrase is.
He's just thinking SpaghettiOs because he's hungry. That's
all. Danny is up here on his phone, probably just listening to another Padres podcast as we talk.
I'm actually on Tinder right now. I'm trying to scout the Lake Elsinore talent. I figure if I'm going to be up here scouting, might as well be something I'm, you know, good at.
Yeah, we definitely shouldn't be scouting anything, but... Are you? Please tell me if you are on Tinder, because I would love to see what's available in the surrounding area.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. No, I have. I've redownloaded. So, breaking news since our last Elsinore trip, I have since once again claimed the mantle of single dad. So, we are on. I'm on Tinder. So, I'll tell you what. Once we get done recording, we'll just scout the talent here. We'll go over the age brackets and everything, and we'll run through and see what Lake Elsinore is packing.
That's awesome. We'll also take some screenshots and we'll put them up on the Cafe Instagram. And you guys can judge, hot or not. Yeah. Lake Elsinore edition. Yeah.
Finally, my Patreon dollars are going to something good.
Wow. On the grinder? I don't know what that is. I feel like that station's not even happening anymore. I feel like they got flipped.
You know, can I just say, like, we just scared him off, but my whole dream when we started the podcast was to be able to rub elbows with guys like Jeff Cirillo. And he just left out of the press box just now. But, man, I feel like I finally made it in life.
What was that? I feel like he keeps poking his head in too, and he keeps leaving.
He's here as on a scouting assignment. Actually, he's actually a pretty cool guy. He's been talking to us. Looks like he just got done golfing about 18 holes. Yeah. Actually, he's got the visor pants to get up. He's a pretty cool guy. He's chit-chatting with us about some Padre guys he's here on assignment for.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm the reason why he left the room. But let's be honest, that visor looks like one of those visors that comes with the spiky hair.
It looks like a typical Padre fan outfit, for sure. I've seen it at Petco Park every time I go there.
I'm going to walk over, because this is how we do it, professional. I'm going to walk over to Kevin. Kevin, you talked to Buddy Reed and Chris Paddock, and I'm going to hopefully talk to them tomorrow. But what was your impressions of Paddock? Eric was talking about it a little bit. Do you think so far he looks great? I mean, his first outing was fantastic. Do you think he has what it takes to make it?
Yeah, both teams played hard, my man. I'll be honest. I've written for Matter Fires. This is like, what, my fourth season, and I've probably interviewed 15, 20, 25 players in that span, and Paddock, interview-wise, his questions, his thoughtfulness, everything, probably, if not the best interview I've done, probably one of the best. Just a really impressive guy, just very positive. You know, he talked about, you know, the injury, being positive, where, like, you know, this injury happened at the best possible time, where if I went through a stretch where, you know, I'm trying to crack the big leagues and I missed 2 years, essentially, is what he missed, I'm probably not coming out of that with, like, as a rosy look. But I think just, you know, what he talked about, his approach is, you know, what he's working on developing, that, you know, the curveball, just overall is a really impressive dude. Easy to see, you know, why the organization's high on him, just based upon his numbers, and then you kind of backed it up. He seems like he's a pretty cerebral player, for sure.
See, that's what you get from madfriars.com. You subscribe to madfriars.com, you get actual analysis, and in the background, you can hear Danny just playing things on his phone out loud.
Emailing the interview.
And that's what you get from the 5.5 podcast.
We're stepping on our toes. That's our inside analyst.
And
we'll get your own.
And also, yeah, my own is coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at there's a, in the audio feed of the interviews, there's also nice, I think a horn honked, and there was a lot of popcorn popping.
A lot of kettle corn.
Kettle corn. So, as you know, the smell of that is obviously making me very hungry, as I am a large man. So, it was very hard to stay focused, but I powered through it.
I will say that I was walked over there to possibly meet with some players, and the kettle corn started popping, and I was like, I don't know if you know what I do, because I'm recording this.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's BP. We're watching the Modesto Nuts take batting practice. I talked about this a little bit earlier. Bumping nuts. I talked about this a little earlier. I don't know where that phrase comes from, but is there any greater thing than minor league baseball team names? I really love them a lot. It's almost like we were able to make up team names and got away with it.
Yeah, it's like when you had the dynasty option in like your baseball video games, right? You could do like expansion teams, and you got to make up the names. That's awesome. I love the Flying Chanclas. It's probably my favorite minor league team ever.
Well, that's new, right? That's the missions just came, the Flying Chanclas.
I think it's only through May or for Cinco de Mayo weekend, but it's amazing. The Flying Chanclas. And obviously you have the – what's the team? They have the –
I've always been a fan of the Iron Pigs.
There you go, the Iron Pigs,
and
they have the ham and egg hat.
Yeah,
the Iron Pigs. So we have some friends of ours. Brandios is the one who does most of those designs, and they work out of Point Loma. And they're some old high school friends of ours. They did Iron Pigs and I believe the Flying Chanclas.
Oh.
So I hopefully want to have them on again to talk about it. They also did, our favorite one they did was the Altoona Curve. Have you seen the Altoona Curve?
I'll go ahead and Google it real quick.
The Altoona Curve is just—it's just a cool one because they named the team in Altoona. The Altoona is famous basically for having a stretch of a railroad where it curves so much that the front of the train can see the back of the train.
Wow!
And literally, that's what the city is famous for. And so they named their minor league baseball team after the curve.
That sounds also thrilling.
That's pretty cool. That little, like, mean conductor with a strong Jay Leno chin.
Yeah. A 90s TV fan, Steve Urkel, had an Aunt Una from Altoona. They're also known for that. It was his aunt that he dressed up in drag.
That's the kind of stuff you get on madfriars.com. You get Family Matters trivia.
Kevin, I hear you have a really interesting article on Carl Winslow from a long time ago. Are you able to reference that?
Yeah, I used to dabble in a Carl Winslow fan fiction.
Use the dabble.
Erotica is more like.
All right. Well, we'll end it there for right now. Use the dabble and Carl Winslow.
It may have involved a possible three-way with him and Uncle Phil. I can't confirm that. If you dig on the internet, you can probably find it.
Dreams do come true.
This is spiraling.
Patreon.com/thekepfaith is where you want to go for all your Carl Winslow, Uncle Phil.
Pick up a good old Kepfaith brown and gold t-shirt while you're at it. That's probably my favorite shirt on the side, by the way.
Thank you so much.
The one we picked up at the opening day live pod. It was great.
It's a nice shirt.
It goes great with like several hats.
Yeah. Also good to talk to you sober, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
He doesn't remember the last one.
Yeah, I don't remember last time we talked, but I think it was fun.
Well, we're doing it. We haven't announced the date yet, but we are doing another live pod / trivia.
Oh, awesome.
To see if Team Saw can get beat. And we're going to have a new merch item there, which we're very excited about. And if you're a patron, you will get this item for free.
Is it a fedora?
It's not a fedora, but it is like a fedora.
Oh.
Okay, it's a fedora.
So,
but
so it's a vape pen.
It's a fedora that turns into a vape pen is what it is.
Is it a visor with the spiky hair?
It's a visor with spiky hair that turns into a vape pen that also is a USB.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we're very excited about it. No, if you're a Patreon and you put $5 or more into our Patreon a month, then you'll get this item for free, but we'll also be selling it for much, much more money at this live event. So we'll announce that soon. But anyway, the Modesto...
So can I pull one of those people that does like the, you know, they get like the free streaming services for a month that they just put $5 in, get the t-shirt, and then pull out?
We had one person...
I have a kid, so I'm not great at pulling out, but I think I can pull this one off.
We had one person that did that. And we don't talk about them. Scott Lewis. I'm just kidding. All right, we'll be back. All right, so we are back. I say we because... I'm graced with the presence of my daughter. She is here with me. We wanted to come early and try to talk to some players, but it's Cinco de Mayo, and I guess I underestimated how much we would just want to swim and eat tacos, and my daughter loves margaritas, so she drank a ton of margaritas, and she had to sleep it off. But we're here now. It's 100 degrees. That's not a joke. It is 100 degrees here at Lake Elsinore, and there are a ton of people here. I mean, it is packed, which is fun. That's totally awesome. Very exciting. I love when minor league teams are successful, especially when they are associated with the Padres. And it's probably better that we didn't get here early and we kind of took some time to just relax, because I'll tell you, when you get no hit by a rookie, it reminds me of when we got no hit by Bud Smith. I think I'm almost positive it was the Padres who got no hit by Bud Smith. I could be wrong, but it was the Cardinals. It was a few years ago. Bud Smith, like brand new, no hit. The Padres, I think it was the... Again, I'm not going to do any kind of research to back this up, but Bud Smith, and I remember I picked up Bud Smith on my fantasy team, and then I promptly tried to trade him. I tried to trade him for like Manny Ramirez or something. I'm not very fair when it comes to fantasy baseball trades. That was one of the highlights of how completely unfair I am. Needless to say, I did not get Manny Ramirez. But anyway, it was a sad night last night. I'll probably have some more thoughts about that as we go along. But it was just sad. We went to Mexico for this very fun series. It was televised. Dodgers, Padres, two of the marquee Southern California teams in baseball, professional baseball. And we did anything but play professional baseball last night. Lots of people are calling for Andy Green to be fired, for Matt Stairs to be fired. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where if Trump gets impeached, then you just wind up with Mike Pence. So, like, if we fire Stairs, who's going to come in and fix the situation? If you fire Andy Green, who's going to come fix the situation? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But it is sad. It's a sad thing that so early in the season we got combined no hit by our hated rivals, and it was by some kid named Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler. Hey, let's get no hit by Walker Buehler. That sounds like literally the worst character from a Law and Order episode. Or no, not even that. That's giving it too much credit. He's like the villain from every ski movie. Like, Walker, just leave us alone. Like, it's one of those things where, like, the girl, the nerdy kid is winning over the girl's heart as they're riding down the slopes, and then Walker shows up to knock the kid off this, you know, beat up the kid with all his cronies, and the girl has to yell, "Walker, just leave us alone." That's what Walker Buehler is. I bet he's a jerk too in real life. And you could say, "Oh no, he's a nice kid," and I would, and that would be true. But in my mind, he's a jerk. Talk about what a blessed career this kid has already had. He could be hurt tomorrow and never pitch again, and at least he has a combined no-hitter on his resume. I already hate him. But it's cool. We get to watch Brian Mitchell pitch tonight. Baez is on the mound tonight for the Storm. It's going to be a fun game, a good game. Excited about seeing the future. Last night was exciting here in Lake Elsinore. Got to hang out with our buddies from 5.5 and Kevin from Mad Fires. We'll see who else is here tonight. I don't know who's going to be here. I heard some of the Mad Fires crew might be here. I don't know. Travis was going to come up, producer Travis, but he also is enjoying the margaritas, so skipped out. So it's just me and the kiddo. Are you excited, Amelia? What?
What?
Are you excited to be here for the game?
Yeah.
She's just excited for the kids section. All right, well, if there's anything to report, we'll check in. We'll have some hot dogs report on that. But yeah, exciting game up here at Lake Elsinore. Game two for me this weekend. A lot of Little League kids here. That's always fun to see. One Little League kid with a cast on. I want to believe that he got that sliding in hard to second. But the truth is, he probably just slid in hard to a piece of pizza at an after-game party, and that's how he broke his hand. You know, I'm going to talk to him. I'll interview him. I'll check it out. Matt Stairs, I guarantee, is here somewhere. All right. We'll be back. All right, we are at Lake Elsinore Storm Stadium, and we're heading out. It is a mad, crazy day at Lake Elsinore. Not only is it Cinco de Mayo Day, but it is Little League Day, so they had Little League teams from everywhere in the area, Temecula, Menifee, Lake Elsinore, Wildomar, I guess. I don't know. They had them all over the place. Half of the teams were named the Padres. But we had an Orioles and a Reds. That's always nice to see some love for the middle of America. But yeah, so it was a madhouse. It was crazy. We did the kid zone, and we played in the kid zone. We walked up to the top level for a few minutes. And we saw Michelle Baez, who looked good. Let's just say he looked good. Probably walked just as many as he was striking out. But clearly, you know, learning. I mean, this is, he's in single A ball. He's learning. He's trying to figure it out. I get it. I wanted him to be a little more dominant. That's just me personally. That's my wish list. He didn't really look dominant to me right now at this point. Obviously, there was only, here's the thing. He let three hits. There's only three hits and no runs scored when we left that we're leaving in the fourth. But we've been here for about almost 2 hours. I mean, literally, we've been here for almost 2 hours, and they're just starting the fourth inning. So that kind of gives you some indication as to how these two pitchers are pitching. It's not like it's not a classic duel between aces. It is two guys who are making their way through the minors and learning how to navigate hitters and their stuff, and that's what puts you at about 2 hours for four innings. But it was fun. It was always a fun experience. Amelia, what was your favorite thing at the Lake Elsinore Storm game?
Hitting the ball in the bat.
Hitting the ball in the bat. That's what she said. Hitting the ball in the bat was her favorite thing. That was what happened at the kids area. You got a wiffle ball, and you got to hit it with the bat, and then you got to pitch. You even got a couple strikes. And you went in the bounce house. Besides the ball and the throwing and hitting the ball, what was your favorite part besides those?
What do you mean?
What did you like watching the game?
Yeah.
Did you like thunder?
Yeah.
Did you like anything else?
I liked going down the slide.
Going down the slide. So see, there you go. Kids love Lake Elsinore Storm. Going down the slide. Also, one of my favorite moments I've ever seen in a game, somebody was operating a drone, and a PA announcer came over. It was right before the start of the game, and he said, whoever's operating the drone, you must stop. It is illegal for you to do that, blah, 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 blah. And the guy just kept
moving the drone around the outfield, or a girl, whoever it was, the person. And the guy kept coming back over and saying, listen, we can't start the game until this drone is removed. We need to remove the drone. And then Thunder goes over, and he tries to jump up and steal the drone. He can't get it. And then the on-the-field announcer, he runs over, and he leaps up and grabs the drone and pulls it down. Clearly, the drone operator was trying to get it away from him, flying it, and the guy was like wrestling with this drone. And then he finally held it steady, and he somehow turned it off, and the crowd roared. That was a fun moment. I don't think that kind of thing happens at Petco. I think at Petco, if somebody operates a drone, then they unleash like an F-14 and that thing gets shot out of the air. But here in the Elsinore, you got the on-the-field announcer chasing that thing down and wrecking it. And I don't know if Jeff Kraft would have ever done that back in the mid-2000s. Let's just say that. All right?
Can I speak?
You want to speak? What do you want to say? Okay, you think about it. Honestly, I don't even know why we're releasing this, except for that it was fun to go, and we appreciate like Elsinore and all that they're doing for the local bloggers and podcasters, and you know, we're not bloggers, we're writers, whatever. But it was a fun trip this weekend. It was really fun last night and tonight. Enjoyed ourselves, so thanks for your hospitality. As always, like Elsinore Storm. Oh, you want to talk now?
You asked me questions and I can talk.
I did ask you questions and you talked. See, at this point now, this should all just be deleted, but I'm not going to, because that would mean more work for me, and that's not going to happen. But if you want it to happen in the future, you can support our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatfaith, throw us a couple bucks, and then also go to our Twitter and Instagram. Follow us at thecatfaith. We post a lot of pictures from the Lake Elsinore games and from Petco games and all the other stuff. And also, you can follow us on Facebook if you do that. If you're on iTunes, give the podcast a rating and a review, and we thank you for listening. Anything you want to say before we say goodbye, Amelia?
No, thanks.